This weekend at the Chattanooga Market, the action centers on local chefs competing in the five-star cook-off. Melissa Saragusa from the Chattanooga Market joins me to discuss the annual cooking competition. Take some of Chattanooga's best-known chefs, give them $40, and turn them loose to shop at the Chattanooga Market. Then watch the magic happen as these chefs create a main dish centered on the mystery protein they received just before going shopping. Melissa, how long has this competition been featured at the Chattanooga Market?
Really, since inception of the market. So probably now we're, oh my goodness, somewhere around 13, 12 years. It's been going on. Nick Jessen did it before we took over. And of course, we've been doing it now for, oh my gosh, what would this be? 7 years, 8 years. So it's become huge.
Many people plan to be at the market for this competition to see the chefs at work. At times, it almost seems like there are chef groupies cheering them on.
Yes, and it's fun. We have people who will literally, like puppy dogs, follow them around and watch them shop and see how they, you know, maybe handle that tomato to make sure it's the one they want or see their shopping behaviors.
The chefs will prepare and cook the food on a professional-grade range in front of the crowds.
Five Star is one of our sponsors all year long. And, of course, this is their event. So it's the Five Star Professional Cooking Ranges and their gas. And they have the oven and the stovetop. So it is a very nice piece of equipment for them to cook with.
Now, typically, things like condiments, maybe oils, vinegars, salt, peppers, spices are provided.
Right.
So those are not part of those shopping ingredients, mainly because some of them just simply aren't available at the market.
Right. And we want to kind of level the playing field. So we give them each the same, as you say, sort of those little basics. And then from there, we let them get creative and go. And actually, we have been known to throw in the oddity. I think 1 year we threw in elbow noodles to see what they would do with that. And that's just really for our own hee-haw.
Are you choosing the meat now that they can also purchase meat at the market?
Yes. Ideally, of course, it will be something that you could buy at the market because we'll want to feature that vendor. And right now, yes, you can get pretty much, I think, any protein, of course, except for fish at the market. So it'll be a surprise. They're all so good, though. I don't even think that phases them at all.
Well, I'm willing to bet that almost all of these chefs have a favorite dish for any meat in their repertoire, and they do shop locally at right. most of the restaurants. In fact, all of the restaurants
right.
that will be featured in this typically shop locally, offer the Harvested Here mm-hmm. brand in right. their restaurants. So they're not really new to the market in terms of looking for those fresh ingredients.
Exactly. And when I chose the chefs for this event and any food event we do, we look for exactly what you're saying. Those chefs that all year long are making a commitment. This is a little bit of a reward for them because, of course, they're going to get a lot of attention both the day of and prior to. And the Food Fight's one that just by nature of the name that we have a lot of fun with. This year, it's a panel of five male chefs. So we are getting a panel of all female judges because we think it's going to be a lot of fun. So, yes, it's a reward for those restaurants that are always, you know, buying here and supporting the Harvested Here local farms.
Who are our celebrity chefs that we're looking forward to watching?
Okay, drum roll, please. It is Nathan Flint from Famous Nader's, who's one of our weekly food truck vendors. What a hoot he is, because who would know, who would guess that the guy behind that window in that truck, I mean, the places he has worked, the Ritz-Carlton, he started as executive chef at Public House when it first opened, and actually has a long line of positions. And then we have a newcomer, Buck Oglesby from Back In Cafe at the Bluffview. And Charlie Loomis, he's our young gun from Elemental, the new restaurant in town over off Manufacturers. Brad Grafton is over at Enzo's Market. He's the executive chef. You know, they serve lunch, and I think they serve lunch, breakfast, and dinner there, and catering. And he also comes from a long line of restaurants here in town. So that'll be fun. In fact, he was ribbing the folks over at Back In because he's, I think, had a lot of history there. I think he's worked as executive chef in one of their restaurants. I don't know exactly which one, but has trained several of their people. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And then the last one is Blackie Smith from Blacksmith. So, of course, now they have moved to Market Street right next to Fork and Pie Bar. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun lineup of gentlemen, hopefully acting gentlemanly.
Let's look at the timing of how this works. The market opens at 11 a.m.
Right.
All the booths are already set up, just wonderful fresh produce, meats, flowers, and a lot of artisan wares that you can purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So you will have time to wander the market before the activity starts.
A little bit, because at about 11:30 is when they're going to start shopping, and that won't create too much public excitement. And I say that only because when they start cooking at around 12:30, things will get pretty exciting because people want to be front and center and be right up front and watching what they're doing. We're going to have an MC. Actually, it's Kelly McCoy. We'll be MCing it. And so people want to hear and see exactly what they're doing. And usually, I will say on a day like that, we may see 10, 15,000 people. So it's a big event.
This is taking place in the area of the market where the bands are usually set up.
Exactly. Yes. So in the back, which is perfect because then you can walk through. And as you say, people who are there to shop, and we certainly hope there are plenty of shoppers still, can get to the booths and then work their way to the back to watch the cook-off.
How long do you think it will take your celebrity chefs to prepare these dishes?
I believe they get 1 hour to cook. And then a whole nother hour takes place because it will take them that long to plate and serve to the judge panel. So, and there will be a winner. It is a friendly food fight, but someone will come out a winner.
And what's the prize?
Usually it's a trophy of some sort. We'll have to still put our thinking cap on and see if we'll throw in something extra. But really and truly, it's bragging rights, and they love it.
They will be preparing a meal for how many judges?
Five. Five ladies, of which you are one.
Yes, I have been invited to judge. Full disclaimer here, I'll be judging this. And who are your other judges? Or should we tell them that? Because we really don't want to give them a chance to, you know, kind of bribe the judges before this begins. Will the recipes be available online after the event?
I always try and secure the recipe to do that because everyone wants to know. The problem is, as we all know, these chefs are so busy, A, and B, a lot of times they simply don't even recall exactly what they've done because they've just done it right off the hip and they just don't remember. We'll do our best.
Hey, maybe if you really want the recipe, make sure you get there early enough to get up front with your own pad and paper.
That's
and
right.
Take notes.
Yes.
The five-star food fight will be this Sunday at the Chattanooga Market, located in the First Tennessee Pavilion. The market is open from 11 to 4. You can get more information about the celebrity chefs online at www.chattanoogamarket.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.